Blog Talk Radio.
Washington Navy Yard Massacre. The alleged gunman had shown violent temper. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, only then will there be peace in the world. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me, with you. Each individual, let it begin with you. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Don't be left out. Tune in. Discover what the world has to say. The shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHEHIWATSON, and click on any of Z buttons. This is September 17th, Tuesday. Part one of Heaven or Hell. Did you know that we write our own life scripts? We live in what we ourselves create, and we're ultimately responsible for everything that happens to us. No blame. No blame. If you can't control you, your thoughts, you're going to lose control of your actions, and this is what has happened. And it is not my style to talk about news events, but this is just a tad overwhelming. Do we really know who we are? Do you really know who your spouse is, or your significant other, your children? Who are we? You know, you really don't have to be incarcerated in prison, because we build our own prisons in our mind. The more I study the power of the mind, the more I study the triage, you darlings, each one of you, I don't care where you're located, you have to take responsibility for who you are and what you stand for. Do you walk the walk and talk the talk? Do we really know our family, our neighbors? Do we know what's lurking in their mind, in their heart? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Share with me your thoughts on what happened in Washington and the heinous crimes that are happening across the nation. I don't have to mention Chicago. You already know about that. Where is our future destined? You know, you've got to step up to the plate. Do you have a solution? Do you have an idea? I want to hear it. 347-637-3789. You can email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And remember that Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. I love to write letters. I love to get letters. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And, darlings, until my website is up on www.kathywatson.com, you could log on www.kathywatson.wordpress.com. Excuse me, wordpress.com. Click on all of C buttons. 2013, the year to unleash the power of who we are. Older people are simply young people who have lived longer. Oh, I love that one. I just happened to pick up the paper because I wanted to talk to you about, well, not only what happened in Washington, D.C., but a remarkable lady in Tampa, Florida, fit as a fiddle. 99-year-old woman inspires others with her health and the outlook on life. Do you have your pen and pad there? Do you look in the mirror? How do you look? How do you feel? Are you sad? Are you joy? What are your feelings today? Write them down. Connect with them and see if we can't come up with a collective formula for healing our world. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, Mother Earth. She's crying. Look what we're doing to ourselves on this beautiful planet and in America, the strongest nation in the world. Syria, tragedy. But we can't fix it all. All we can do is to lead by being a role model. We can't fix those countries that have embraced their heritage for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. That's their job. And my heart goes out to the families that lost. The inexplicable behavior of that leader. And you wonder why Mother Earth is crying? I'm looking at the paper. Oh, when you go online, be sure to click on all of the buttons. And be sure and write to me if you have a solution. You see, one voice isn't going to do it. It's going to take an army of voices. Heaven or hell. Sidebar. Sizzling the Sensational Seniors. Hey, this is supposed to be our golden years. Hallelujah, mazel tov, bravo. Until you've had the conversation I had with my healthcare agent, I don't understand this. But on October 15th, I think there's a 7-week period where you could apply for the Part D for prescription coverage. I don't take any prescriptions. I haven't in years. Isolated. Allegedly, when I apply for prescription coverage, I'm going to be penalized for the years that I didn't take any. What's the matter? Aren't the pharmaceuticals making enough money? I said, what? The federal government is going to penalize me because I've been healthy? Now, I'm just one voice. And I will preempt any of my shows to give you the information and tell you what you have to do. My agent is going to send me the information. And when I'm thoroughly clear on the absurdity, how dare they, I will share it with you. But right now, my hands are tied, because I'm not informed. I don't know. But I was like, what? These are our golden years? We didn't get COLA for a couple of years, but, oh, the fat cats in Washington got their raise because it was automatic. They voted in automatic. You see, the cost of living goes up, but what about us? And one voice isn't going to do it. But 4 million voices will make a difference. I want you to think of our world as a great big melting pot. And in it are all of our thoughts. Just one thought to an individual. It's just like the rotten apple in a barrel. Did you ever really stop to think about that? Why is it that you have a barrel of perfectly healthy apples? One goes sour, and it decays the whole barrel. Why can't the good overpower the evil? Why can't the good just toss out that rotten apple? Rotten. My mother would say rotten apple. Imagine. In this great big sterling silver boiling pot with gold, all of our thoughts are of goodwill. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. That's Buddha, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. When you understand that you're not in a position to forgive, this is going to make a lot of sense to you. You're only in a position to understand, give me the facts, and let me filter out what I need to. Let me see how I could make this work for us when there's been anger, violence. Explain to me why it's happening. Sidebar. Isn't it great being a mom and dad? However, what are the parents of Aaron, Alexis, Arian, Alexis? What are they thinking? What? This guy in Cleveland created hell. You know, though, guys, listen to me here. Just be with me here. Is it just me? In 10 years, couldn't someone in his family know? Didn't they ever visit him? Where was his mother? Where was his father? And no one knew. And he had the audacity to call one of the kidnappers' parents to see if they had any news on their daughter. Then he impregnated one, and now he wanted to see his little baby girl. Well, we know where he's burning, don't we? And hell, he committed suicide. What hell was going on in his brain? These mass murderers, what on earth is going on in their brains? Now, according to the article, Alexis was present during the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, and described how those events had disturbed him. But then in May of 2007, he enlisted in the Navy Reserves, serving through 2011. It was while he was still in reserves that a neighbor in Fort Worth, Texas, reported she had been nearly struck by a bullet shot from his downstairs apartment. And in September 2010, the police questioned him about the neighbor's report. He admitted to firing his weapon, but he was cleaning his gun when it accidentally discharged. He said he didn't call police because he didn't think the bullet went through the door of the other apartment. The neighbor told police she was scared of him and felt he fired intentionally because he had complained about her making too much noise. Well, that case was not pursued because it was determined the gun discharged accidentally. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. Now imagine getting dressed and going to work. Everything appears to be normal. And then a defense contractor went on a shooting rampage Monday inside a building at the heavily secured Washington Navy Yard, spraying bullets in the hallways and firing from a balcony onto workers in an atrium below. 13 people were killed, including the gunman. He used a valid pass to get onto the base before launching the attack. You've heard me say this time and time again, that when someone is hell-bent on destruction, nothing is going to stop them. If they're hell-bent on burglarizing, on killing, on maiming, nothing's going to stop them. The attack started at 8:20 a.m. in the heart of the nation's capital, less than 4 miles from the White House and 2 miles from the Capitol. Alexis died after a running gun battle inside the building with police. They still don't know what the motive was. But 9/11 truly upset him. Do we really know people? We wear many hats, many masks. Oh, I've met a couple of deranged in my life when they want money, when they want a favor. Oh, the angel mask is on. Then they get what they want, and then Satan appears. The dead range in age from 46 to 73. A number of the victims were civilian employees and contractors rather than active duty military personnel. More than a dozen people were hurt, including a police officer and two female civilians who were shot and wounded. They are expected to survive. Alexis seems to study in contradiction a former Navy reservist, a Defense Department contractor, a convert to Buddhism who was taking online courses in aeronautics. But he also had flashes of temper that led to run-ins with police over shootings in Fort Worth, Texas, and Seattle. While some neighbors and acquaintances described him as nice, his father once told detectives in Seattle that his son had anger management problems related to post-traumatic stress brought on by the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001. How do you know? How do you know? Monday, September 16th. The day America cried again. Heaven or hell. Today's world that we live in. Is it heaven or hell? On the flip side of the coin, I'm going to sneed in the paper today for FLAP. Will the feds get their money back? Stay tuned for the auction outcome of furs, and celeb memorabilia once belonging to the Jacksons. Talking about Jesse Jackson and Jackie. Let's see, I'm looking at, there's a little sidebar here, maybe. No, it's a sadness. Don't you see how sad this is? And then they're going to run behind the power of his father that I have absolutely no respect for at all, Reverend Jesse Jackson. Now, if Jesse allegedly was bipolar or having some mental issue, what about his wife, Jackie? Wouldn't she step in and say, yo, boy, slow down, this ain't right? Gee, I wonder what happened to the Elkheads. Oh. But here are some of description of Sandy's furs. A black mink jacket with silver fox fur cuffs, cashmere cape with mink trim, a red cashmere cape with black mink trim. Whoa! That description have to give the animal activist group PETA a conniption fit. What were they thinking? How did they justify what they were doing? How did they make it like it's normal? You know what now? Everyone's saying, oh, the kids, what are the kids going to... Wait a minute. Did Blago and Potty Mouth Patty think of their kids? No. Of course, you know, Blago, he's not the brightest bulb in the lamp. And then they didn't give a rat's tushy about their kids. It was the power, the money, the power. And now the Jacksons. Now all of a sudden, we are to empathize. Oh, their children. Well, didn't they think of the kids when they were doing this? Hey, Jackie, didn't you notice that something was amiss? Did you not? Oh, you didn't think you'd get caught. Isn't that interesting? Now, I want to tell you something, honey. When I said that Blago was not the brightest bulb in the lamp, I meant that. However, he did not deserve 14 years. Look at what the three J's did. He got, what, 2.5 years, and she might get a year? It's ludicrous. I wonder how much under-the-table dealing went on with this verdict. Heaven or hell? No, I'm not even going to tell you how you could go online. So we have a gunman who killed 13 people. Well, here's something a little bit encouraging. There's a little kid on Twitter misses, have as many of his 4.5 million followers wondering what is up with the young actor. Oh, let them have their youth. They're our children. They're our future. You pick up the paper, and I have to read the paper. I have to keep on top of what's going on, but I don't let it infect me or compromise who I am or what I believe. But in this melting pot, this beautiful gold and silver melting pot, could we all right now, at 11:28 a.m. Central Time, put in just thoughts of love and understanding? And if you want to use the word forgiveness, okay. But can we just put in love, joy, and gratitude? You see, you all make your own melting pot. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. We write our, you're writing your script right now. Is it heaven or hell? And oh no, you don't get to blame anyone. You created it. If you can't be in joy now, if you can't be in gratitude now, if you can't be happy, feel good now, right now, it ain't going to happen. You can't think one thing and do something else. Whatever you put out there is going to come back to either embrace you or bite you in the butt. little children in Chicago cry. They're afraid to go to school. It's hell for them when it should be a heavenly process. Of course, you know, no one's listening to me. I told you, we could solve this problem. Every state, every city, every elected officer that has children of school age should go to public schools, period. No separation. We're going to level the scholastic field. Now stop and think about that. If all the mayors, the mayorettes, and the aldermen, all their kids were going to the public schools, we would not be having this terror, this hell on earth for our school kids, because the schools would be protected. Oh no, but most of them have elected, because they have the funds to send their kids to university schools, and they have bodyguards. Stop and think about that. I shall be delighted to be the forerunner, the torchbearer, to institute, to introduce this mandate. What makes your kid better for mine? I mean, if you really care about being the head of a nation, a state, a city, a proverb, I don't care, then you have to look at the children, because they're our future, and send your kids to that school. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Live Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And for this whole week, this is the first part of Heaven or Hell. What are we living on? Is it heaven or is it hell? We're creating whatever it is. We're creating it. And isn't it interesting that one issue after another comes up? Okay, let's talk about Social Security and Medicare. And listen, you grasshoppers. Oh, I'm just 50 years old. I don't have to worry about it. Oh, yes, you do. Because I am going to wish you a good, long life. I don't know if they're going to keep it at 65 mandatory, that you retire at 67. But what do you think the state of affairs will be? Oh, the powers to be, the fat cats, who I call them isolationists, because they isolated themselves from the constituents, but we, the constituents, put them in office and we need our brains examined. They elected. To have their own pension plan. They elected to have their own health care. It is so golden. It is so privy. I lust over it. A congressman today, when he retires, he's taking his pension and his health care with him in the six figures with the pension. And when he passes away, his wife gets it. It goes on and on. It's theirs. It's been voted in. Well, let's unvote it. Let's do a total recall. What are we all thinking? And I'm putting myself in this. But you see, the ones that are holding office today, I didn't vote for. What were you thinking? they're going to live the good life, and their families are going to live the good life at our expense. And, oh, you're just too afraid to pick up the phone. You're too afraid to write. You don't want Big Brother to know about you. Well, honey, he already does. You want to level the playing field with pensions and health care, Social Security and Medicare? You see, now they want to dip, or they already have. Don't you dare. Take your sticky paws out of Social Security. It's ours. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. How dare you? The debt that this whole world is in, that's your problem, fat cats in Washington. Leave our Social Security alone. Medicare? Hey, I've got the answer. Either or. No more isolationists. All of you fat cats in Washington or wherever you are, you either jump over, no, let us jump into your pot. We want your pension. We want your health care. Let's level the playing field. How sweet is that? Oh, too crowded? Your benefits may be cut because of the intrusion. Okay, then, release all of that. Jump over Social Security and Medicare. I since found out that the most anyone gets in Social Security, again, I may be ill-informed. If I am, call me at 347-637-3789, $1,200 a month. You see, when that was instituted, that wasn't meant for to be what you're going to live on for the rest of your life. But we're living longer. We didn't live smarter, because most people today would be in hell of a condition or situation if they didn't get their Social Security check. And I guarantee you that if they even touch it or go near it or reduce the benefits, I will lead the parade. I will start the revolution. And then Medicare. I don't know, how many of you misuse it? How I pay for it. We pay into it every single month. How many of you feel you're just so totally entitled to everything that you're not going to get up off your guzitza and go back to work or earn a little extra income or share your genius with the world? You're just going to take. Well, that's okay. If that's what you want, that's fine. But what's the quality of your life going to be? I support the committee, the National Committee on Preserving Social Security and Medicare. Go online. And even if you're 50, you'd better. Because I have no idea. No idea. What your future. Well, maybe I do. But I'm wondering, your future, all of you, that don't want to get involved? Or let's look at it right now. Is it heaven or hell? What's your life like? Is it heaven or hell? Come on. What do you want for your kids? Heaven or hell? It's your choice. It all goes back to your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. And today is part one of Living Life. Is it heaven or hell? Part one. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I'm Kathy. I love doing my live shows. It sure cleans out a lot of cobwebs that I could truly vent. But I want the venting to be for the good. Because you see, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the world and in that person. And once we get harmony, beauty, and full alignment, there will be order in the nation. And then peace will come. 2013. In my wildest imagination, I have never dreamed it would be hell. And it is right now for so many people. Do you really know who you are? Do you really know what you're capable of? Your neighbor, your family? Do you talk? Did anyone talk to this guy? Did you get involved? It's your life. It's your world. It's your choice. And my choice was to make Live with Kathy sponsor-driven. And I want you to think of radio as a process in motion. It's not instant. It's not a quick fix. It's a study in evolution. Development ongoing. It's a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. I have chosen to shift my strategies, to change my commentary to you about radio and radio advertising. The success formula is name recognition, exposure, repetition, 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 information highway. If you've kind of harbored the thought of, gee, I'd like to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, and you could call me at 847-882-8717. Because I do have a product, I have an idea, I have a thought. I want to share my world with the world. Because I know that Blog Talk Radio reaches local, national, international, and globally. And I want everyone to discover what I have to say. It is information highway. Now, if you're expecting the floodgates to open, oh, gee, I was on for 10 weeks, the minimum contract, and they heard my mini-mercial 40 times, and I really didn't get any response. Well, golly gee whiz. You spent a few bucks to become a sponsor or to become associate, become a partner with Kathy. I like partnering better. Because I'm going to take your product, your service, and I'm going to mold you into an incredible radio personality. Because you're going to be invited to co-host a show with me. And that time is going to be all about you. You. What do you got? Then, when it's in the archives, you sit back and you listen to yourself. And when you're done, ask yourself, would I get up, run to the phone or run to the computer and talk to that person? There's a lot of tweaking to do. So that's your radio persona. And then I mold you to be the best that you could possibly be. Imagine you holding an audience spellbound while you introduce yourself, your product. What's in it for them? And how it could change, conceivably change, the world. Or the world of your life. That's spinning around out of control. It's an exciting offer. It's so affordable. And then the good news, if you decide that you want to have your own radio show, honey, no problem. I'm there to guide you. I'm there to say, great. Do you want to start out with 15 minutes? Do you want to go to a half hour? 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half. And this is developing you, who you are. Right now, pick up the mirror. Ask yourself, gee, I wonder if everyone understands the purpose of my business, my service, or my product. We're living longer. You see, I've added, I want us to live smarter. And you could live smarter by listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. For the information, call me at 847-882-8717. What an exciting opportunity for me to introduce you to Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, one of my stellar sponsors. You know, I married an iron worker. Do you want to find out more about these incredible people who work in the trade? bit.ly/workwedo. And then you could go to youtube.com/Union Iron Workers. youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. And you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th and you will hear the show when iron workers, friends, and families all came together at the International Iron Workers Festival, August 9th through 11th in Mackinac City, Michigan. But they were on the air for a full hour. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Then you could log on www.ironworkers.org. College affiliated. It's a 4-year apprenticeship, but you're learning and earning. You're building your pension. You have health care. Is it for everyone? You don't know. You have to go through the interview process. www.ironworkers.org. When you logged on to my website, you saw that I have introduced this incredible book, Choices. I had a gal at the gym say to me yesterday, you know, Kathy, I couldn't put the book down. This book is timeless. And I read all of the stories, but now I know I could go back. This is not going on the shelf, Kath. This is going to be on my desk where I could get it. If I'm feeling a little bit down or if I have a friend, I will immediately go to the chapter that resonates with what we're going through right now. She said, the book is awesome. Riga Cuff is in the book. Divine Intervention. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District, where I work out every day. Oh, yesterday I smoked. I aced 32 flights in 13 minutes. That's where I recite my lines. I have a whole montage that goes for a good half hour, all memorized. Our bodies and brains don't age, we do. So if you're bored and lonely, you could, it's your choice. You could go, don't tell me that you're in a wheelchair. Don't tell me that you can't walk. Don't tell me any of that, because there are facilities that are there to help you. Get your family, your friends, your grandkids online. The senior centers, park districts, and libraries would be delighted to help you refire your life, not retire. Log on, heparks.org. The book choices you could get through Author House, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. A tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. It's available in soft, hard, e-Kindle, and Nook. And it's affordable. Oh, speaking of finances, if you have a little nook and cranny that you need some help with, Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, ahtaxameritech.net, office 847-255-2012. Stress, anxiety, stress, tragedy. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir ebook, secret number 7, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing your faces. You could get the cream, you could only get the cream through me. It's 2 ounces, under 50, it's about $50 with shipping and handling. All sales are final, no refunds, no returns. It's so effective, you use it 3 times a week. Now, you're at home, you want to look, or you're on the job, but you know that you really want to start something that's your own? Good news. Log on to www.leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshakley, S-H-A-K-L-E-E dot com. Hey, she's getting residual checks in the amount of 4 figures every month. A call to action calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is our year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The days of getting wealthy come on by working for corporate, forget it, flush it down the proverbial toilet. This is the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. And Lee is there to help you. She's in the book, too. I'm adopted. I was chosen. Read her story. Get choices. Amazon.com. If you want to order it in volume, call me. I'll give you a discount. There is a way to fulfill your dreams. And a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. Come on. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And this could be you. It's pandemic. Get the men involved. Your children. Make it a family affair. Log on to www.leticia.myshakley.com. Listening to Live with Kathy, part 1. Is your life heaven or hell? Now, I want you to imagine, close your eyes, imagine a dark, barren, harsh concrete trap on an island made of rock in the middle of San Francisco Harbor. No plants, no heating, no color, no life. What is this place? Alcatraz. Home to thousands of prisoners who lived there before the prison was closed. But I have to tell you something, this is weird. But it doesn't surprise me at all. It was home to thousands of prisoners. Yet when it closed, many of the prisoners that were released after serving their sentences would go to San Francisco and commit a crime intentionally. They wanted to be sent right back to prison. They were so lost. They never experienced a solid home. Many never experienced a hug. You see, Alcatraz for some felt like home. That's all they knew. They knew that they would get their three meals a day, and if they got sick, they would be taken care of. And when they were released, the fear of the unknown was worse than living in Alcatraz. That was their family. Don't you get it? That was their family. This is all that they knew. Now, I equate that to our thinking. You're living in your own prison, and you're locked in it. If you absolutely, some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. There's a lock and key on that lid. There's a lock and key on your life. It's your comfort zone. You ain't going to leave it no matter what. The end result? You end up in your own self. Designed prison by choice. If you can't take control of your thoughts, you will lose control of your actions. If you lose control of your actions, you've lost everything. And now you have decided to live your life according to the dictates of someone else, and they become your God. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Every thought, deed, word, or seed and actions are seeds that you plant. You're planting your thoughts, your wants, your desires. Be careful what you sow, because I want to tell you something. Let me tell you something, darlings. You will get exactly what you have planted into your garden of thinking. Now, that's what's happening. You see, you want to be at home in your polluted mind because it's your comfort zone. Change that. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., part two. Live with Kathy.